This is Storyville, true stories about New Orleans by students in the Creative Writing Workshop at the University of New Orleans. Today's story reminds us that telling somebody how you're doing really ain't a passing matter. Here's Hollerin, in memory of Rod and Miss Imelda, written and read by Woodliff Thomas.
Man, I swear you could hear Rod coming all the way from clear across Broad Ave, laughing that big throaty Rod laugh, and hollering out his all rights and okays, while that old rusty bike dodged those GovNickel Street potholes, squeaking up a storm. Didn't matter if you were a stranger or not, you were gonna catch a holler from Rod. And when Rod hollered his all right, you remembered, in case you forgot, that that's what it all was, all right. You'd be like, damn, I'm all right, Rod's all right, everybody's all right. And here we are. See, you could do something with that. You could get started from there, do some things. Of course, if he knew you, Rod would personalize his hollers. Like how he'd give out a, "All right, Mr. Lou," whenever he squeaked past Mr. Lewis's house, regardless of whether Mr. Lewis was around. It was fine if Mr. Lewis wasn't home. It was the principle of the matter. See, Rod was a hollerer, and hollerers gotta holler until they can't no more. Miss Imelda, she was a hollerer too. But not a loud hollerer like Rod. Miss Imelda was older and spoke soft, soft, and she had a smile that could plumb melt butter. She wore colorful African prints with buku bright yellow, to where sometimes you thought it was the sun itself sitting there on Miss Imelda's stoop. "How you doing, baby?" Miss Imelda'd ask. But you had to listen close. You had to slow yourself down or stop altogether, feel the ground go all still underneath your feet. And then you'd realize that's what you should have done in the first place. Cause you know, telling somebody how you're doing really ain't a passing matter. And now Miss Imelda's gone too, along with all the hollerers that would come holler, especially to her, like Angela. Angela, she's nothing but a little slip of a woman, but she's one of the biggest, baddest hollerers around, to where you wonder how her voice even fit inside her. But she got evicted a while back, cause she and her old man couldn't make rent. Rent's going up nowadays, you see, but pay ain't. Angela still came from way across town whenever she could, to holler at Miss Imelda. You know, to make sure Miss Imelda was all right. Whenever she came back through, Angela'd holler at everybody else, too. But now that Miss Imelda's gone. Listen, man, there's new folks coming in. They're there, but you don't hardly see them besides going in and out their houses. Maybe walking their dogs. These folks walk fast, fast, looking down at their gadgets, like the world inside there is more real than the one they're walking through. Doesn't seem like their hindsides ever touch their own stoops. Long story short, they ain't stoop sitters, and they sure ain't hollerers. Yeah, there's still hollerers around the Sixth Ward, reminding everybody where we are on Earth, but over the years, it seems like they've been thinning out, which makes you wonder. If all the hollerers, all the Rods, Miss Imeldas, and Angelas disappeared, how would we know where we're at? And how will we know if everybody's all right?
Woodliff Thomas is a teacher and writer who lives in New Orleans. His writing has appeared in Newfound, Oxford American, The Progressive, and In These Times. Storyville's opening theme is composed and played by Irvin Mayfield. This is a production of WWNO in New Orleans. I'm Richard Goodman.